Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
Human Crafted Radio on KX93.5. It's Laguna's only FM. I'm Zach Churchill, and I am sitting here in our Pearl Street studios right off PCH with a pretty cool-looking band. They look pretty cool, and they sound good, too. So I'm just going to get right into it. We're going to let them play a song off of their debut full-length record. They are Tandem Unicycle, and this is a song taken from the album. It's called Too Far. Tandem Unicycle, live on KX93.5.
Sweet and wonder why life gotta be
Tandem Unicycle live on KX93.5. That's one way to start a radio session. And if you're just tuning in and you're having a hard time picturing a tandem unicycle, do not worry. All you have to do is pick up one of their records because there's a picture on the cover. So it's actually, it makes sense now that I've seen it. Welcome, you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for having
me. That was really, really killer.
Thank
awesome.
You.
I wish everybody listening in their cars could have felt that in the studio. It shook the whole room, and I feel like I've been transported back in time. Definitely. You guys have a very retro style, and made me think of the 60s, man.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good era to think of.
Yeah.
Let me introduce, or why don't you guys introduce yourselves? That is, I don't want to, okay. Mark, lead singer right here.
Hello.
Hey, Mark, why don't you introduce the rest of the guys?
All right. So we like to trade instruments a lot, but on this particular song, we've got Kurt on the bass.
Hello.
We've got Colin on electric guitar and vocals.
Yeah.
And we got John back here on the cajon.
Hey, I always stay on the cajon.
Always?
Always?
Or the drums.
Yeah. Or the drums.
No instrument switches for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right on. Yeah, that's a great vibe, you guys.
Thank you.
Really impressed. So is this, you guys are not from far away. You're Huntington Beach based?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I live there. These guys live in Fullerton area.
Fullerton to Yorba Linda.
Cool, cool.
So we're all local.
Yeah. Local. I lived here in Laguna for a couple months. That was cool.
What, just a couple months?
I moved from the East Coast and I had a place to stay here. Until I found my own in Huntington.
All right. So, well, I'll allow it. It's fine. If you want to just come back for the radio station, I understand.
Yes.
So Kurt, Mark, John, and Colin, you guys put out this debut record back in April. It is self-titled, and it is 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 13 songs?
That's right.
That's an interesting number of songs.
13.
Yeah.
Yep.
We like to keep it interesting.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to have a Friday the 13th next month.
That's true. Yeah.
We might play all of our songs on that day.
Why not?
All 13.
Why not?
So this is your first record. How long have you guys been playing together?
Probably, let's see, maybe about 2 years?
2 years.
Yeah, a little over 2 years, all four of us.
Yeah, a couple of us have known each other for a long time. I've known Kurt for over a decade. Colin for better half of 5 years.
I've known Colin for longer than I've known you.
Oh, nice.
Because I moved to a different
we
city.
We went to school
hey
together.
Hey, guys, get closer to the mics. If you
can. Yeah.
There you go.
I've known Colin more than I've known John. Don't let him.
So Mark, you came here from the East Coast. So
I did.
Did you grow up over there?
Yes.
Whereabouts?
I grew up in Connecticut, and then I lived in New York, and then I decided I wanted California.
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
I don't blame you. I love New York, but I don't know if I don't know if I could live there.
I don't love it that much.
When I was crazier and younger, I thought I'd want to live there, but now I appreciate where I grew up.
There you go.
So I should get this out of the way, cuz what does Tandem Unicycle mean to you? How'd you guys come upon that name? It's very unique.
It's still debated almost.
Yeah, we all think it came from different places, but I think Kurt had
the original idea. The name. I threw it out. I read it in a book about paradoxes.
It is, yes, that's it the is, word I was trying to think of.
Yeah.
Paradox.
It's not, though, because it's right there. Like, you can,
exactly.
It is possible.
I thought it was a paradox when I heard it, but then your album cover proves that it is actually a thing.
Which was believe actually drawn.
You guys need to have one made.
Actually, was the art for that was done by Colin's sister.
Yeah, my sister Sarah, she drew that. She's an artist. She's a killer artist, and she did that. And she has many other killer stuff too.
There is a tandem unicycle actually made that people have tried to do.
And it's
hilarious because it's insanely difficult. But if you want a good laugh, you can definitely look at them on YouTube.
Yeah.
I think if you had identical twins that weighed the exact same amount.
Perfectly balanced.
And could balance perfectly on a tandem unicycle, it might be achievable.
Yep. Yeah. Totally.
I'm sure it's going to be incorporated into some kind of Cirque du Soleil skit or something.
Yeah, you have to. We have to play in the background.
I got like a vibe, you know, thrown back to like the Grateful Dead and whatnot. How would you guys describe your sound? What do you got? I've only heard you play one live, but
Mark, how many Dead shows have you been to?
Well, I was born in 1990, so not really.
How many do you wish you went to?
I wish I went to 173. We all kind of have different influences. My influences definitely do include the Grateful Dead, singer songwriters and folk. Everybody kind of brings different things to the table. There's like a little bit of metal, a little bit of indie,
rock.
And jazz, and rock, and
blues,
all mashed together.
Nice cacophony of stuff.
Yeah, there's some good precision happening. So there's got to be a few, you know, metal or jazz players in here.
Yep.
You guys sound very tight. So let's let our listeners decide what you sound like. Let's have another song off of the record. What do you guys want to play next?
Pay My Dues.
Second track off of the album. This is Pay My Dues, Tandem Unicycle, live on Human Crafted Radio, whenever you guys are ready. Thank you. Tandem Unicycle live on Human Crafted Radio. That was a song called Pay My Dues off of their debut self-titled full-length record. Came out in April. You can get it wherever you get your music these days. The album artwork was drawn by Colin's sister. She's a local artist. And
Sarah without an H.
Hossie.
That's the way to do it. Just like John without an H back there.
Hey. Yeah.
And Tandem Unicycle, she draws one, so it's not impossible. Tandem Unicycles are potentially could exist.
It's true.
That's the kind of world I want to live in anyway.
Oh, yeah.
So I love what you guys did with the beat on that song. You really messed with the time signature there.
That's right.
I was trying to figure it out. I was like, all I could get was two measures of kind of five, but not really.
It's what funny happens there? You say that because it's 4/4, but he just Mark's packs note on extra beats on random points.
Yeah, I do whatever I want.
and we have to follow.
We've been trying to get him to stop doing that.
My bad.
And actually, in that case, you guys are all really talented musicians and able to change in time.
That's what we do.
Stick together.
Well, thank you. We like to jam and go off of each other all the time.
Definitely.
Jam in the van?
Yeah.
Jam we band. Sometimes consider ourselves a jam band. Sometimes.
Sometimes, sure, yeah.
Sure, yeah.
When we jam.
Yeah.
That. What was that? Was that a jam?
No. But like...
We have.
Because that was rehearsed.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. There was minimal improvisation involved.
Yeah. Well, we'll save that for after the session.
Oh, yeah.
I'll go get my kazoo.
Yes.
We've been looking
for one. Hey.
So what's your writing process like? Do you all take part or do you kind of, how does that work?
We definitely do all take part. We all start with something and we bring it to the table and we all work on it together.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
That goes.
Moving on. That was a quick answer. Thank you.
I'm just kidding. Keeping it brief.
So that's cool. So you all come up with ideas and let it kind of
fester,
and then you bring it to the rest of the guys and you're like, all right, I've taken this as far as it can go. Let's make it something. Add your flavor.
Yeah.
Exactly. Add your inspiration.
We send out a lot of demos.
Yeah,
to each other.
That's cool.
Thank God it's 2017. We can do that.
Yeah, it's like crazy. It's like we're literally living in the future.
Yeah, I had this artist on the other day, and he was like, his new single is called "Computer, Don't Kill Me," but like it was kind of like a song to his computer, realizing how much it's done for him and how he would. Like how much of a load he puts on it. It's kind of it's kind of sad. He's like,
that's funny.
You're like my slave, partner, co-producer. Like,
oh man, so
but
true.
No,
that's funny.
So true.
I don't know how to use
computers every day.
We should.
That's true.
We should. Yes. We should beg them not to to attack us either.
Yeah.
Don't pull a Skynet.
So where'd you guys record this record?
Kind of in our rooms. Multiple rooms.
Yeah, multiple rooms.
We
built a we have a studio in my backyard that we built a little while ago. It's like just about a little smaller than this room.
Like half the size of this room.
Yeah, it's significant.
It's like
soundproof.
It's like 2/3 the size of this room.
Yeah, maybe.
Anyway, that's where we did the majority of the recording. Then we each set up some isolation cabinets for guitars, bass.
John built our ISO cabs. He builds
stuff. He likes to build things.
He does. I did most of my vocal tracking at my house. John helped me build some sound panels, so I built a little ISO booth for myself. Did most of them in there. And these two guys, Colin and John, did the mixing, really.
It's a real group effort.
And then mastered
in
a
sent it out to
super do-it-yourself indie.
Yeah,
it was awesome. It's really unique process that we enjoyed.
Well, I'd love to share what the finished product sounds like. I'm gonna play Hangman off of your record. But before you guys go, please let me know. Are you playing anywhere locally anytime soon?
Yeah,
Colin.
We got a lot of shows coming up. We're playing something this Saturday actually. We're going to be in Rancho Cucamonga. And then we got three shows in the first half of October. The 1st, 7th, and 14th. I can't remember off the top of my head.
The 7th is at Fox and
Fox Coffee House. That's right. The first is at State Social House in LA, and the 14th is at in Fullerton. It's at a comic book shop, which is pretty cool.
Where are we playing Saturday?
In Rancho Cucamonga.
Oh, right.
Clatch Coffee.
Typical
House.
Base.
Yeah. Right? Colin pretty much.
It's just when I put it on.
Keeps it all in his head.
Yeah, do you guys have a website or a place where people can check out your dates?
Yeah, tandemunicycle.com. You can find access to all our YouTube, Facebook, everything from there.
That's social medias. We have all of them.
Yep.
Everything. Awesome.
Just
that's
look
super
up Tandem
easy.
Unicycle.
Yeah. Tandemunicycle.com.
Oh, and we give out free stuff like all the time. So if you like our page or give us a comment or something, or we put up a lot of content on line, just videos of us playing. So
yeah,
if you like one, we appreciate that, and we definitely like to show the fans that we appreciate.
Sweet.
That.
Sweet, certainly.
All right. Well, I encourage our listeners to go check you guys out and catch you up in probably not Rancho Cucamonga, because who wants to drive out there? To be honest.
Agreed.
I mean, I don't even think that Kurt's planning on going.
I don't know where. <I'm> just,
oh, shoot.
No. I used to date a girl in Rancho Cucamonga. Oh, wow. It was a drive.
Yeah,
that's the
memory. But no, you'll be back in the area. You'll be in Fullerton next month. So all those dates again at tandemunicycle.com. Thank you guys so much for coming in. It's been a blast. Please keep us updated on any new music, and we wish you all the best. And I'm gonna play Hangman off your record. Then let's go sign the infamous wall.
Yeah,
heck yeah.
Thank you so much.
Hoping we could sign that wall.
Yes, you guys are worthy. You passed the test.
Fantastic.
All right, that was Tandem Unicycle. Peace. Here is their song Hangman off of their self-titled debut record. You can get it on iTunes, Spotify, all that good stuff. And you're listening to KX93.5. Stay with us.
Your final stand.